Leading a small group of students towards spiritual maturity takes intentionality, time, and most importantly, the development of trust. We know how important trust is in the healthy emotional and social development of teens. And in the area of faith development, we can use the word trust to help us remember five ways to lead effective small groups. Each of the five letters in the word trust stands for a value that should characterize how we lead a small group. These work together, but are not in any particular order of importance. Truth, spoken in love, is the first value. This is essential in laying a foundation for open and honest conversation in your small group. As your students get to know one another, they should feel that they can be truthful with one another and with you, without negative consequences. But you will need to be intentional about making this a value for your group and showing them how to do it well. The truth can hurt if not spoken in love and at the right time. We must be careful to make sure our tone and the environment allow for the message of truth to be received in love. Truth should not be communicated in a harsh or accusatory way. It should also not be revealed in a way that is embarrassing or dishonoring to the student. Speaking the truth in love requires both honestly telling the student the truth of the situation and communicating it in an atmosphere of care and concern. The student should have no doubt that you are speaking up because you care about them and want to see the best for their life. Respect is the second value that should be cultivated in your small group. Respect is not just something the students give you as the authority figure. It's also something they need to show each other and that you as the leader should demonstrate towards the students. Mutual respect is what should define your small group. Here are a few ways to develop mutual respect. First, listen carefully without jumping to conclusions. It's important that students know you care and understand their problems before you suggest solutions. Next, care for the whole person. Each student will come to small group with things on their mind, challenges they face, and situations you may not be aware of. Don't overlook signs of emotional distress, and encourage them to share honestly with the group what they're thinking about. Finally, protect the youth in your group and seek to create a safe space. No one should be made fun of or criticized by any other member. Lead the way in showing care and concern and correcting the group dynamic as needed. As all members of the small group experience mutual respect, the result will be greater openness and vulnerability. Understanding is the third value. It is important that your students try to understand each other if they are to grow together in spiritual maturity. Faith develops in the context of healthy relationships, and relationships require that we know each other well. An author once said, "Seek to understand before you want to be understood." You must lead the way in setting this example for your small group. Get to know each student personally. What is their story, their family background, their dreams? What challenges are they currently facing? Learning about each other will help bond your small group and show spiritual needs more clearly. Remember, you must first create a safe space before you can expect a student to trust you with this important information about themselves. Be willing to go at their pace and don't demand more than they want to share. Trust may develop slowly for some and quicker for others. Serving each other is the fourth value that should define your small group. The radical teachings of Jesus and his example in this area is something that sets Christianity apart from every other religion. In Mark chapter 10, Jesus explains that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. As followers of Jesus, we imitate Christ's example by serving each other and those outside the church as well. We don't just help the people we like, but even the people we might not get along with. A small group is an excellent place to build this value in the lives of your students. Not only should you talk about its importance, but you should take action together. Here are a few ideas for how your small group can learn to serve. Identify a need in the group or community and brainstorm ways your small group could help. Have your students think of ideas that match their gifts and talents. as well as ways they can help that might feel difficult for them. Service should not be about just doing what is easy. Pair students as prayer partners and have them actively share their needs with each other and pray over them. This will help develop compassion and understanding, as well as show students that prayer is powerful. Be sure to celebrate answered prayers with the whole group. Finally, create opportunities for your students to serve in secret. For example, students could write encouraging notes anonymously, or arrive early to help set up without telling anyone else. This is a good chance to show that helping one another is rewarding, even if you don't receive recognition for it. The last value for small group leadership is taking it further. We should always be challenging one another to spiritual growth. Again, this should be done in a loving way, not by criticizing or judging. You will know that your group has developed trust in the way they communicate with one another. Encourage each other towards greater spiritual maturity, and leading the way by example should be the ultimate goal of any small group. Make time during your small group meetings to plan practical ways to take action during the week. Be intentional as a leader to think about how the group needs to grow and initiate a discussion to guide the students to recognize this need. Design a challenge or come up with one together that will enable the students to put into practice what they are learning. Activity should require effort, time, and even an element of risk or discomfort. These assignments shouldn't feel like homework, but rather a spiritual exercise and chance to grow. You could even have the group members tell you what they want to do, or come up with ideas for each other. Communicate that it is not about succeeding or failing, and that there is love and grace regardless of the results. The students should feel comfortable coming back to the group and sharing their real experiences. If possible, you as the leader should also do the challenge alongside your students. Developing these five values in your small group will ensure it is a place where students feel safe and can positively engage and grow spiritually. Remember, trust can be built, and it can also be lost. Use these guidelines to continuously cultivate an environment where the Holy Spirit can work in the lives of your student.